This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
I want to thank you very much for joining me for this hour and this edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors. He's a publisher of the Detroit Bureau, and the Detroit Bureau recently has undergone a site redo, so we're going to talk all about that and talk all about the latest stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. Anytime throughout the hour, if you have a question, we've got a telephone number for you. It's toll-free from anywhere in North America, 855-660-4261. Or if you prefer, you can always send me an email. It's bob@autoworldradio.com. bob@autoworldradio.com. Right now, let's go to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan, and bring forth esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, welcome. How are you doing?
Hey, good, Bob. Good to be with you. Thanks.
Well, this is exciting. I know it happened a couple of weeks back now, but the Detroit Bureau's got a brand new look, and it's looking quite beautiful. Tell us a little bit about some of the changes that you've made to the website.
Well, thanks, Bob. Yeah, we have been publishing, as you know, for a decade now, and this is the single biggest update of the site that we have put out since we launched. We like to think that we are the automotive authority, that we really keep up on top of everything that really matters in the auto industry, whether it's news, reviews, features, spy shots, buying or selling tips, and so on. But we wanted to make it a little bit easier, for our readers, and we've done it in several ways. A new look, highlight some of the breaking news, highlight some of the trending stories, and this is perhaps the most important thing. We've made it a lot easier for people to access thedetroitbureau.com on their mobile devices, whether it's an iPad or a Galaxy phone. It's a much, much more friendly, mobile-friendly site than it was before.
And that certainly is something very, very important in today's world. So that's great news that the Detroit Bureau is ready for all the mobile devices and will give folks the opportunity to check out all the great content. As usual, you've got all the latest stories, of course, and quite often have reviews of the latest vehicles. And it's not unusual for the Detroit Bureau also to publish spy shots and some rumors. And we all enjoy those things. Paul, tell our listeners, perhaps someone who has never visited the Detroit Bureau, what kind of things he could or she could expect to find there.
Well, of course, Bob, as I mentioned earlier, going a little bit beyond that, we try to have absolutely anything and everything automotive up there. This last week, we've looked at some of the news about the electric vehicles. We've had stories about some of the latest BMWs and so many more stories about new products, new features, new technologies, business trends. Of course, one of the stories which I think a lot of folks have been trying to find out more about and generate a lot of traffic for the site this past week is an insider's look at Lee Iacocca, the 94-year-old legend of the auto industry who passed away just last Tuesday, and I hope we'll be able to talk a little bit during the next hour about Lee. He was one of the first people that I got to know covering the auto industry a whole 40 years ago. Hard to believe, isn't it, by the way? It's been 40 years since Iacocca saved Chrysler with with his bailout plan back then, and that again has been one of the big stories. And of course, with the DetroitBureau.com, you not only can access it on your computer or your mobile device, but you can also sign up for our emails. We have free emails, whether you want an alert every time we post a new story or something daily, weekly, or even monthly, as well as RSS and, of course, Twitter feeds.
That's great, Paul. Well, why don't we talk about Lee Iacocca? He certainly was a very colorful gentleman and had multiple success stories. Of course, we kind of think of the campaign that launched the original Mustang and all the great success he had with that, as well as bringing Carroll Shelby into the mix, first at Ford and later at Chrysler. This was kind of the ultimate marketer, the ultimate salesman. Had the opportunity to interview him once or maybe twice, he was definitely a fascinating gentleman, but you knew him so much better than I. Tell us a little bit about what Lee Iacocca was like as a person.
Lee Iacocca was a fascinating gentleman. For those who aren't really familiar with his background, he started as the son of Italian immigrants, born in Allentown, Pennsylvania, back in 1924. He would have been 95 in just a few months. And he, interestingly enough, trained as an engineer. Most everybody knows him for his work as a consummate pitchman, a genius at marketing. But the reality was he went to Lehigh University and then on to Princeton, there on a scholarship, by the way, as an engineer. And he was hired in 1946 as an engineer by Ford Motor Company. This was at the time they had the legendary Whiz Kids that were helping save the company, which nearly crashed during World War II. And he was brought in as another one of those Whiz Kids. And he made his name there very quickly in the marketing side and rose in the ranks very quickly. He was a vice president by the time he was, I think, 30. He was the president of Ford Motor Company when he was something like 36. But unfortunately, he didn't get along very well with Henry Ford II, the man also known as the Deuce. They had a lot of clash, and ultimately Henry Ford said, "It's time to leave." And when asked why, he turned to Lee and simply said, "I just don't like you." Well, that was the great news for Chrysler, because within a matter of months, Iacocca was working for the crosstown rival Chrysler, which was going broke. He was brought in and very quickly became CEO and president, and only a few years later became the chairman as well. As a matter of fact, there were some people, as Iacocca probably overextended his stay, he stayed well beyond his 65th birthday, that liked to think that his name was really an acronym that stood for "I am Chairman of Chrysler Corporation Always."
That's great, Paul. Excellent. Of course, the son.
And he was a marvelous speaker. You may recall, if you're old enough at all, you may recall that he did so many of the commercials that Chrysler put out, television commercials back in the 70s into the 80s. If I recall, he did more than 100 commercials. In fact, there was a bit of a falling out we can talk about, Bob, but he was brought back, I think it was 2004, to do a short series of commercials of all things. One of them, you ready for this? With Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
Who, of course, spoke, shall we say, in his own language. And Iacocca even translated Iacocca's famous line, "If you can find a better car, buy it." And I'm not even going to try to come up with the line that he used, but that was an amazing pairing. Now, Iacocca had a way with words. He could speak to the average person. He could speak to a buyer or a factory worker. But he could also speak to presidents and congressmen. And that was critical because, if you recall, he had to convince Congress to approve a roughly $2 billion bailout. And very few people would have been able to do that back in 1980.
Oh, that is so true. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk more about automotive icons. on Lee Iacocca, and then we've got lots of news to tell you about. This is On the World. I'm Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein from TheDetroitBureau.com. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Esteemed automotive journalist and publisher of the Detroit Bureau.com, Paul Eisenstein is with us, and we're celebrating automotive icon Lee Iacocca's life. He passed away last week at the age of 94 years old, and as Paul has been telling us, what a great speaker he was, and what a great salesperson he was, marketing person. And especially when you look at some of the iconic vehicles that Lee Iacocca introduced to the marketplace, beginning with the Mustang, and then of course the Chrysler minivans and the Chrysler K cars as well. He certainly had the magic and was able to have multiple big stories throughout the length of his career, multiple victories.
Yeah, it's interesting. You rarely see somebody who can claim to have come up with an iconic vehicle. And, of course, Iacocca did three, as you mentioned, the Mustang, the Chrysler minivans, which basically kept that company humming for a couple of decades. These days, they're not nearly as popular, but Chrysler remains the number one in that segment. And then the K-cars, which were really the product that dug them out of the hole after they got their bailout. Now, as we look at Lee Iacocca's life, we can also find a few flops there. There was, remember, Bob, the Mustang II, which was just a sheer nightmare. That was a big mistake,
yes.
And luckily they got Mustang back on track pretty quickly. And there was, of course, also the Pinto, though Henry Ford II tends to get the blame for making a couple of shortcuts on that vehicle that were blamed for some of their fire problems, particularly a shield, which made it too easy to penetrate the gas tank on that in the rear-end collision. But I think more people will remember Lee for the products that were the hits than that were the bombs.
Most definitely, and certainly when you look at the rollout of the Mustang, the original Mustang, the sheer numbers that were sold, I mean, it's just a staggering amount for a coupe aimed at the baby boom generation. I mean, selling hundreds of thousands of units in its first year.
Oh, yeah. They expected maybe, possibly, perhaps, they would sell 100,000 vehicles in that first year after they launched it at the New York World's Fair as a 64.5 model. Well, the reality was that they wound up selling 478,000 Mustangs in that first year. Now, the sales are nowhere near that today. It's about a third of the all-time record. That said, the Mustang remains the number one selling sports car in the world right now. It outsells everybody's. And here's the interesting thing. It also remains the only passenger car model that Ford Motor Company will continue to offer here in the United States as they're phasing out vehicles like the Taurus and the Focus and the Fiesta and so on. It will be the only passenger car left.
Yeah, which is quite a story in itself. But certainly when you look back at the life of Lee Iacocca, he really was one of a kind. And as you said, he just had this great gift of being a wonderful communicator. It didn't matter if he was talking, as you said earlier, to politicians and presidents or whether he was just talking to the average man or woman. And he was able to touch everybody.
Yeah, what was also interesting about Iacocca was that in later in life, when he was asked about what was his legacy, he said it was not the car stuff that mattered to him most. You know, he had plenty of things he could have looked at. He certainly created thousands upon thousands of jobs, helped save Chrysler, and so on. Interestingly enough, what Lee Iacocca felt mattered most was his philanthropic work. He was very active, for example, in diabetes research, paying tribute to his first wife, Mary, his high school sweetheart, who died of the disease back in, 1993, if I recall? And then he also was very, very, very much proud of the work that he did to help save the Statue of Liberty and Ellis Island. again, he was the son of immigrants. And at a time when immigration has become a very hot, controversial issue, I think you would be surprised at what Lee Iacocca would say about that. You know, he recalled fondly that the Statue of Liberty was the first thing his parents saw as they sailed to this new country. And Ellis Island was the first place they stepped foot on American soil.
That's so true, Paul. Absolutely. Lee Iacocca, if you'd like to read more about him, log on to the DetroitBureau.com and check out the excellent story that Paul put together. I think you're going to be surprised, and you'll learn some stuff, because what an interesting man and what a great career he had. One of the top stories of making headlines in the world of automobiles is out of the UK, where Jaguar Land Rover will invest $1.3 billion to set up a battery car plant in the UK, and it's looking like the next generation of the XJ is going to be an all-electric model. Interesting, when I had a discussion with the great designer for Jaguar, Ian Callum, he kind of hinted at this to me privately about the XJ returning following in the great success footsteps of the I-PACE. They've certainly done so well with the I-PACE, and it certainly makes so much sense if Tesla is able to sell high-end Model S's, well, why couldn't Jaguar also sell a lot of XJs, bringing back its iconic XJ?
Yeah, it was an interesting announcement, but not completely surprising. You may recall, Bob, that about a month earlier, Jaguar Land Rover, JLR, announced that it was going to form a joint venture with the folks over at BMW to develop the next generation electric drive technology that both of them would share. So we knew that they were getting into electrification. We saw the first of that, of course, from the Jaguar side with the I-PACE. Now, it hasn't sold all that well, but it has certainly scored very well with the critics. You may recall back in April at the New York Auto Show, it was named World Car of the Year and won two other awards, including World Car Design of the Year. So they have done very well in terms of changing perceptions of electric vehicles. And I think going forward, it's going to be even more significant once they start launching some of these new vehicles. They're going to take the Castle Bromwich plant, their main plant, and, as you said, spend all that money to be able to produce vehicles, including the XJ. We don't know all the answers yet. One of the big questions will be, will it only be available in electric form?
It's going to be interesting to watch and see. We'll take a pit stop, and then more with Paul Eisenstein is coming right at you. Straight ahead. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease expert, stressed on Face the Nation that measures implemented to flatten the number of new coronavirus cases are vital from stopping the U.S. from becoming like Italy.
But the kinds of mitigation issues that are going on right now, the things that we're seeing in this country, this physical separation, at the same time as we're preventing an influx of cases coming in, I think that's going to go a long way to preventing us from becoming an Italy.
Italy has become the epicenter of the pandemic, reporting record-breaking death tolls for two consecutive days. The number of infections in that country rose to 53,000, with more than 4,800 deaths. In the U.S., there are more than 2,600 confirmed cases, according to Johns Hopkins University, and 340 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. Paul Eisenstein is along for the ride. He is an esteemed automotive journalist contributing to publications and websites worldwide. And, of course, he's got his own website and where he is publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Recently underwent a complete redo, and it's looking absolutely fantastic. So, folks, when you get a chance, log on to the revised DetroitBureau.com and check out all of the new features. And Paul, I just was navigating around the site, and I like the way that you have the test drives kind of separated in a particular area of the Detroit Bureau. That's something new for you.
Yeah, we've tried to reorganize everything to make it a lot easier. As I said, the hot trending stories, for example, Iacocca's obit has its own unique area. Breaking news has an area. There's a hot story, which could be any of a lot of different things, and reviews and so on go into specific areas. We want to make it very easy for our readers to find things. And what's really cool, Bob, is my development team has a whole bunch of other surprises that they're working on, so you're going to see a lot more coming from us over the next, I'd say 1 to 2 months.
That's fantastic. Well, as usual, the Goodwood Festival of Speed not only was a great event, but also a venue used by some automakers to show off some new upcoming products, including Lexus showed off a vehicle at Goodwood. Tell us a little bit about this sighting.
Yeah, let me back up a second. I don't know how many of your listeners know about what the Goodwood Festival of Speed is. It's a fascinating event, and unfortunately, I haven't been over there for a few years. I'm going to have to see if I can wangle myself an invitation for next year. The Goodwood Festival of Speed is held at the Goodwood Estate, run by Lord Charles March, one of the British extended royalty. It's a couple hours outside of London, down more towards Southampton. And on this massive estate, they have a wonderful hill with a little bit of a kink to it that Lord Charlie, who is a car fanatic, had invited folks some years back just to simply race their vehicles up the hill and see how they would do, and it turned into a massive event. The attendance is just short of Woodstock these days. It's quite amazing. And over the years, more and more automakers have been using it sort of like an alternate auto show to introduce all sorts of fun products, with a particular emphasis on luxury. So one of the hot vehicles that we saw there this year was the production version, yep, real production version, of the convertible Lexus LC. We've been hearing about it, and now we have it absolutely confirmed. They are going to put it into production.
That's exciting. Definitely another exciting story at Goodwood was a Mystery Ford GT taking a run up that hill that you were telling us about, Paul. And I understand Ford is going to build a very limited number of million-dollar-plus GTs that are basically meant to go racing.
Sort of, yes. Well, Bob, the deal was we have been hearing, and we got a teaser image for some weeks about a new version of the Ford GT. As you know, one of the most powerful, one of the fastest vehicles Ford has ever built, and there are two versions of it right now. One is for the racetrack. They just did the 24 Hours of Le Mans, of course, and there's another one, which is the street version. They've only been building 250 of them a year, and they are reaching very close to the end of the production run of the GT. Well, what is this mystery vehicle we were going to hear about? Everybody was guessing. Would it be an updated track version? Would it be an updated street version? And the reality is, it's a bit of both. It is a unique track-only version, but not for racing teams. It's for those with about 1.2 million who want a vehicle that they can play with on the track, not necessarily go racing. And here's the coolest part. It's actually faster and more powerful than the race version, because the race version of the GT has to be homologated. In other words, has to meet all sorts of rules for the various race circuits that it participates in. This is the first time the GT has gone unlimited. Increases to downforce, improved aerodynamics, and the most powerful version of that 3.5-liter twin EcoBoost V6 that they have ever built.
What a great story that is, and certainly for those lucky few that have that kind of money and like to go racing. Certainly, the racetracks, I know we've touched on this, private racetracks have sprung up across the country and are very, very popular these days with well-heeled individuals, and this certainly would be a natural for one of those spots, whether it's one in New York State or one in California in Palm Springs. This track-only car would definitely get a lot of time at both of those venues.
Yeah, I'm curious if any of your listeners right now are among those lucky elite who are able to go out to the growing number of tracks across the country. There's Thermal out in Palm Springs. There's New Jersey Motor Park down in the Pine Barrens of South Jersey, which is really a sort of a Philadelphia exurb. You have Monticello, which is a great track. I believe you've been out there. I know I've been on that track at least a half dozen times and love every minute I get there. There are tracks popping up all over the country. And if you're lucky enough, you can afford some of these ultra exotic vehicles that come from the likes of Aston Martin, Ford, or Lamborghini. Oh, and by the way, I should have mentioned New Jersey. I'm sorry. M1 Concours here in Detroit. How could I forget that? And then, of course, other people just simply have Ferraris or what have you that they want to see what they can do. You can't push anywhere near the limit on today's supercars on public roads. So these tracks are becoming hot as can be. What's even more amazing is that many of them are setting up garages, so you can set up an actual garage at the track, and in some cases, for example, out at the thermal track out in Palm Springs, you can even get houses on it. This is the automotive equivalent of the house on the golf course.
Exactly. That is so cool. Other important stories making headlines at the DetroitBureau.com include the fact that BMW and Daimler have got together on autonomous vehicle development. They announced a deal. Tell us a little bit about this collaboration, Paul.
Yeah, they had already talked about doing something. They had a small joint venture, and they have now expanded it. Getting cars on the road that can drive hands-free, or even more so, without a driver entirely, has become one of the big goals of the auto industry. It's also proving to be a little bit tougher than many people thought, and it is sucking down huge money. Give you an idea. A recent study from Alex Partners, a big consulting firm, they estimated that the auto industry will, by the middle of the coming decade, be spending collectively, you ready for this, Bob? Here's an amazing number, $85 billion a year on autonomous vehicle development. $85 billion! I mean, that is mind-boggling, and it's well beyond what a lot of car companies can afford. So we're seeing a lot of joint ventures.
Well, it makes sense, absolutely. When we come back on the other side, more automotive news from the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, Paul Eisenstein. And again, if you have a question, you can call us up at 855-660-4261. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dinovite.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords?
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us here today. We appreciate you being with us, whether you're listening on one of our great affiliate stations or joining us live via the internet at gcnlive.com. We welcome you with open arms. Paul Eisenstein is with us, publisher of the Detroit Bureau, telling us all about the site update, as well as talking about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. And certainly, this is a story we should talk about. Mercedes-Benz AMG has unveiled the most powerful four-cylinder engine ever, with the new power plant putting out 416 horsepower. This, of course, is meant for the second-generation CLA 45 AMG. But when I see those numbers for this particular four-cylinder unit, it's just remarkable what the car companies have been able to do.
Bob, I have been around long enough to watch a massive transformation in the auto industry. When I first started out back in 1979, you were lucky if you had a car like a 911 making not even 200 horsepower out of 6- and 8-cylinder engines. I remember when Mustang came back with the V8 back around 1986 or 87, if I recall. That was something like 180 horsepower, and people were, pardon me, wetting themselves over this amazing amount of power. Well, what we've seen is this incredible. I'm flabbergasted. I'm stunned trying to come up with the right words to describe some of the developments that we have seen. And certainly you have those exotic big engines from places like McLaren and Lamborghini and Ferrari, but you not only have these 8s and 12s making incredible horsepower, but you're seeing more and more power come out of engines that used to be the stuff of stone ponies, four-cylinder engines. You may recall, Bob, do you remember when the Honda S2000 first came out?
Oh, absolutely, Paul.
And you recall that that was a remarkable because if I'm getting my numbers correct, it was one of, if not the very first vehicle to break through the 100 horsepower per liter barrier. People just couldn't believe the idea. You could get 100 horsepower out of a liter of displacement. Well, this new AMG engine, as you mentioned, is what, two, if my math is right, is what, a 2 liter, you're getting 230 something horsepower per liter. These are numbers that are just mind-boggling. And is this the end? Probably not. But one of the challenges for people working on the next generation of internal combustion engines is that they have a new bogey. And we've been talking about autonomous and electrification here. And the reality is the next generation of products will be using electric powertrains. An old friend of mine, Mickey Bly, is the new head of powertrains globally at Fiat Chrysler. And when I did an exclusive interview, you'll find it on thedetroitbureau.com. When I spoke with Mickey just 2 weeks ago, he was talking about how much electric technology you'll be seeing from the various FCA brands going forward. And here's a little hint. Do not be surprised if the next generation of Hellcat technology from Dodge uses electric propulsion to develop numbers that will just stagger you. They could today take their hybrid technology, the mild hybrid technology, for example, like we've seen on the new Wrangler, and add very quickly perhaps 130 horsepower to what they're getting out of the Hellcat today. So imagine that some of the fastest vehicles in the world going forward, in fact, some of the fastest vehicles on the world already, will be electrified. And when you add that up, when you combine those hybrids and plug-ins with all the new gas engine technology, you ain't seen nothing yet.
That is so true, Paul, and exciting news for all of us car enthusiasts, all of us auto geeks, because, I mean, who would believe it? I would never believe that we would be blessed with this kind of power. I remember you and I having a discussion a while back, you know, 10 or so years ago, when 500 horsepower was considered the entry-level point for a true supercar, and now, of course, we've seen various manufacturers exceed that, including FCA and Ford with its latest GT 500. Shelby putting out 726 horsepower, and those are just unheard of numbers not that long ago, Paul.
Yeah, you know, wasn't it 762? I think is the number for Shelby, but I may have that wrong in my mind. In fact, I'll forget 500. I remember three stories I wrote which shocked people, and some folks, some of my readers went back to me and said, no, you can't be right. It was about when first the Dodge Viper, and then the Corvette, and then the Cadillac CTS-V all topped 400 horsepower.
Yeah.
So, you know, the escalation horsepower race is nowhere near done. The newest Ferrari, the SF90 Stradale, is a plug-in hybrid. It is not quite the replacement for the LaFerrari, which, by the way, was also a hybrid. But it can also get something like 15 miles of all-electric driving. Think about that. You have a Ferrari, and it gets weird because you have a Ferrari that can run all-electric. But when it is in all-electric mode, you ready for this, Bob? It's front-wheel drive.
Oh, isn't that amazing?
A Ferrari front-wheel drive, a plug-in hybrid can operate in all-electric mode. You now have, as you mentioned earlier, Jaguars coming out that will be all-electric. You have an Aston Martin, all-electric now in very limited numbers, and the their four-door version. Their four-door has an E version. They're going to have more coming. Almost certainly they will have an all-electric version of their DBX sport utility vehicle, and of course the new they're reviving the why am I drawing a blank on the name right now, the Lagonda, sorry about that.
Yes.
They're reviving the Lagonda brand at Aston Martin, and that will be all electric. Those will be entirely 100% electric vehicles. You're going to be seeing electric come from everywhere, and the power that they're going to generate is insane. We've heard some numbers coming from Elon Musk, of course, about the next generation of their Roadster, and you never know with Elon how much of it's going to work out to be true. He's been hinting at numbers like 10,000 pound-feet of torque.
Oh.
These numbers, you know, we're talking about the next Roadster from Tesla. We are all but certain we'll be able to hit 60 in under 2 seconds, perhaps 1.6 to 1.9 seconds, which means the biggest challenge that car will have is finding rubber sticky enough to put all that power to the pavement.
Yep, it's so true. And speaking of the folks at Tesla, they surprised a number of industry analysts actually by hitting production numbers in recent times. Paul, am I up to speed on that, or is that incorrect?
No, you're absolutely right. For those who follow Tesla, the fourth quarter was amazing. They delivered the second quarter of profits in a row and a record production level and sales. Unfortunately, the first quarter of this year, it bottomed out. Sales were way down. Their losses were the worst ever. And people were really wondering what's going to happen in the final of the second quarter and through the rest of the year. Well, they produced over 90,000 vehicles, if my memory is serving, and I don't have the numbers right in front of me. They had record deliveries. They had record production. The real question is going to be what happens in the current third quarter, in part because, mm-hmm. you may recall, Bob, they're phasing out the Tesla is phasing out, or having phased out, the federal tax credits that they get.
Yes.
They were halved in January and halved again. So will they be able to continue to punch out record numbers? We'll have to wait and see.
Certainly, everybody, you can follow the news at the DetroitBureau.com, and we so appreciate Paul Eisenstein coming on board today and telling us all about the site redesign. Congratulations, Paul, and we look forward to getting you back with us when you can. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Long.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.